Hey, babe.
It's Aisha Christina. Nice to meet you.
This is Quality Queen Control.
What is happening?
Hello, angels. How is everybody feeling? Happy Wednesday. Oh my gosh, I cannot believe that it is literally March 1st. This is insane. I mean, the year is just flying by already. How are we already in March? This is crazy. Okay. And I mean, honestly, I feel like I'm the busiest and most productive that I have been in my entire life, which is a very good thing. And in today's podcast episode, I hope that this serves as encouragement for you, because to be honest, this is just going to be me externally processing, because I really do need the encouragement. And so, in complete transparency, I feel like I've been really overwhelmed, and it's all good things happening too, right? But what made me come up with this episode was in the fact that as I was trying to figure out what I wanted to talk about today, I then just realized, well, why don't you just talk about what it is that you're feeling? And initially, upon me realizing that, it was then a struggle for me to articulate what it was that I was feeling. There were so many feelings that came up that I feel like I couldn't even put my finger on it. Am I making sense? So, mini update, I ended up having a couple meetings this past week. And everything was going really, really good, right? I was really, really happy. I was in great spirits. And for whatever reason, I remember one of the meetings that I had just left me feeling very weird, but I wasn't upset about it because I knew I had another meeting coming up, and I was, to be honest, mainly looking forward to that meeting specifically. And I don't even know what happened, but it's just, and you know, because I do say all the time that everything is spiritual, and that's absolutely true. I think my feelings from the previous meeting were just kind of feeling just disappointed and weird. That's just the best way I can articulate it. I was feeling disappointed and I was feeling weird. So then when I got into the next meeting that I was actually looking forward to, that for whatever reason started translating to me differently than I originally anticipated. And then it started to feel a little bit like a slippery slope. So I ended up calling one of my friends, and I was kind of sharing with her because she's familiar with the industry and things like that. And I was sharing with her my thoughts on the meeting. And then I caught myself and I said, wait a second, hold up. Let me rewind here, because I'm speaking kind of negative in the sense where I'm feeling these thoughts of whatever, man, like I don't want to get my hopes up, like that type of negativity. And I just started to feel like, okay, well, what are some truths that I can impart in myself? Like at the end of the day, if this said thing doesn't go exactly the way I anticipated, what's going to change? What exactly is going to change? Like, what about me and my life is exactly going to change? And then I was battling back and forth, I'm not going to lie to you guys, where I was thinking like, oh, but man, like I feel like there have been so many like false starts a lot of the time. I don't know what other term to give it other than that. And I can talk about it now with you guys because these things have happened in the past. So I was supposed to be on this show, and I'm not even going to name it, but I was supposed to be on this show, and I didn't know too much about the show, to be very honest with you. And I was like in speed mode, trying to figure out, okay, I'm having these calls every day. Mind you, these people are just emailing me. I don't sign up for shows. I don't even know how to do it. I just was like, okay, is this normal that as a YouTuber and podcast host that I am having people reach out to me to be on different shows? I thought, wow, surely this is perfect because I've always wanted to do things in more mainstream TV. Cool. So I'm thinking this is great. It's organically happening. Long story short, obviously that didn't end up happening because you guys obviously would have known about it. But needless to say, I just really felt like upset in the fact that it didn't work out in that moment. But then immediately after, I was relieved because I thought, wait a second, I don't want to be on this anyway. And to be very honest, I'm going to get extra deep here. Not even deep, but extra transparent. So when before I was as I was being casted for the show, they told me, hey, can you just do us a favor and send us over your vaccination cards? And at the time, I was not vaccinated. And I said, oh, no, I can't because I'm vegan. And I thought, OK, there's probably ingredients in there that are not vegan. So the way that they even wrote me, like there was never a question of, hey, are you vaccinated? You know, whatever. It was just speaking to me like, hey, when you get a chance, send us this. And when I responded saying what I did, they're like, oh, you know what? It's totally fine. Like this other guy we just spoke to who's going to be on the show, he just went really quickly and got the Johnson & Johnson. So I'm like, first of all, I'm not getting the Johnson & Johnson. Long story short, I ended up getting the Pfizer. And, you know, it was in that moment where I realized very quickly, okay, Aisha, no. Absolutely not. The fact that I went and did that. Now, I want to be very clear here. I'm not shaming vaccines or anything like that. I'm sharing my story and how that happened for me specifically. This is, that to me was the beginning of me being way more aware and certain of myself in stepping into certain opportunities because there, for whatever reason, me doing that felt a lot deeper than me doing that. Do you understand what I'm saying? And so I was very upset with myself and it took quite some time for me to get over myself making that decision because it was a principal fact in I did not want to do something, but because I thought that, oh, I'm going to lose this opportunity if I don't do this when I didn't end up doing it anyway, for what? The sake of Hollywood? I was like, wow, Aisha, so this is really the route you're going to be going? And that's when I made up my mind and I said, yeah, no, I will not be compromising my health, my own personal morals and integrity or anything. From that little example, like that little experience I had really shaped a lot of my perception. And there have been many things in the past too that happened that were not in nature the same, but principally I felt very much disposable in the industry in the sense where there was a time where I was going to be doing this like MTV segment. And as I'm literally on my way to pick up one of my friends so we can go together, I get a call from the casting director saying, hey, actually the segment got pulled, but you're more than welcome to stay in the audience if you'd like. And I'm thinking, girl, please cut it out. What makes you think I'm going to get dressed, all of these different things, just so I can be in the audience when that was not the original plan? And then there was another time where, summing this up, making it brief, where I was being reached out to for something for OWN Network. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I love Oprah Winfrey. This is awesome. Like, wow, this is finally an opportunity that suits me. It was about dating. It was a dating show. I just had to be the host, all these different things. And I kind of just felt that similar feeling of people wanting me to follow a storyline that was not matching up with who I am in real life. And even with a role like that, I had to decline because I'm not going to be portraying myself as someone that I'm not, especially because this isn't some sort of legit acting thing. This is reality TV, essentially, and I'm not going to be compromising my integrity or reputation for reality TV. It's not going to happen. It's not my journey and it's not my story. So those were just examples of like what I mean by false starts, so to speak, where I would get kind of far in doing certain things and then it would crash. And for whatever reason, that specific feeling was triggered from the meetings that I had in the past week. And I really had to pull it together and really talk to myself and say, okay, Aisha, like, you're still you. You still have all of these things that you've been really, really fortunate enough to have the community to build. God has really blessed you. He's still going to be doing great things. And I just found myself really grappling with feeling very discouraged. And so, needless to say, today's episode, I wanted to talk about what is the real attack. You know, there's always something that God wants all of us to achieve? And could it be possible that the attack is just actually against your purpose in life? The test is in the testimony. You know, I made a TikTok a while back about the fact that I found it really interesting that the areas in which we are challenged the most are the areas that we are called to. Like for me, I know that my calling and purpose is in helping people and empowering people. And those are the areas in which I'm attacked directly, right? And that's going to come in the form of discouragement and self-esteem issues. And whatever it is for you, your calling, that what's required for your calling, that's the direct area that's going to be challenged. And it's so easy for these, you know, discouraging situations to come and for your mind to start spiraling and thinking and questioning and wondering, like, is this something I'm supposed to do? Am I really qualified for this? And I always try to remind myself too, what I said in that TikTok was, you cannot help people authentically when you've never experienced challenge or adversity or trials and tribulations or anything. How can you inspire people and teach them to overcome trials and things when you haven't even gone through anything yourself? So how are you going to be able to teach people the importance of standing strong in their faith, you know, in the midst of adversity and challenge, and how you found your way back when you've never gone through anything? And that's why it's so important, where I was reminded again as we speak, because I'm doing this episode to encourage myself, and I know that you guys need it as well, is that these are the areas that are going to be directly attacked, because the gift that we are given is supposed to help deliver other people. And that's what it is. So even in this circumstance right now, where I'm feeling honestly discouraged, and I don't even know, it feels kind of heavy. I'm not even going to lie to you. I am fine, honestly. I really am. And for whatever reason, those feelings just felt deeper and bigger than me. So I was just forced to sit down and think, well, my gosh, like what exactly is going on here? What exactly am I upset at? What exactly is this lingering feeling? And that's when I realized that, of course, the devil's going to use different circumstances that seem like they are an easy shortcut right when you're about to make the decision that, let's say, you were about to surrender, do all the work that you need to do to live the life that you're supposed to. Like, for instance, I've had this saying on my vision board since 2019, you are your own rescue. And you'd be shocked at how, even me saying that, how it has been challenged. And so these situations that seem like shortcuts that might disguise themselves as immediate relief, it's disguised that way so that you can go on a detour. And that's how tricky it is, until you realize the same conclusion of, oh my gosh, wait, I actually am my own rescue. I have to stop trying to get into, you know, this relationship or distraction, thinking that, wow, maybe after all, this is going to work out the way that I want it to. Let me give you an even better example. Let's say you've been in and out of different relationships and you thought, okay, like if I could just be with this guy, this is going to be great for me. He knows this person. He can help me, right? You get into the relationship. It is nothing of the sort. Yeah, you get a nice dinner, all of these different things. But then you turn around and your focus has completely shifted from what you thought you were going to be able to achieve within the relationship to all this added drama. You don't like how he's treating you. Other people are involved. Now you're just focused on something completely different than what you originally planned. So that is what you want, the things that you thought you were going to achieve. You thought he was going to maybe invest in your business. All of these different things are no longer even on the list because you're worried about the current circumstances. So that is just a prime example of how easy it is to get distracted. And so after that situation, you're like, okay, I'm never going to go through that again. Long story short, I finally am going to commit myself. I know that my help is going to come from the Lord and myself. That's the true partnership, and the rest will follow. So you finally make that commitment, right? In your mind. Then you go to a bar. You're sitting down at dinner and someone approaches you. You start talking to him. You don't see that, this guy's telling you, hey, you know, I own this business, da-da-da-da-da. And you're like, oh, wow, I was actually looking to get into a certain industry. You think that, okay, this is perfect. Wow. So then you start to talk to this guy. You guys go on a couple dates, da-da-da-da-da. And then long story short, well, baby, history just repeats itself. And you know what you're thinking to yourself? Well, how did I get into this? Just when you made the decision, you were thinking, wow, immediate relief after I got out of one situation, this guy's probably going to help me out. And it disguises itself in such a way that you actually think that it's going to help you. And it's not, because what is the actual lesson? What you know in your heart that you, alongside with God, are your own rescue. You. So that's why when we cycle in and out of the same dynamic, okay, different face, same case, when we cycle in and out of these things and these situationships, we are left with the same writing on the wall. You tried erasing it. You tried, putting some elbow power into there, trying to remove it off the wall. But baby, it's still there, okay? You have to read the writing on the wall. It's the simple fact that you knew going into it, now you have extra confirmation that you're not going to be making those mistakes anymore, that you have to do it on your own. You know why? Because the things that are activated within yourself cannot come forward in those types of dynamics, or even in a relationship probably at that moment at all. And so we like to attach ourselves to these situations thinking that we're hopeless, thinking that, oh, it just fell into my lap, it's not my fault, all these different things. When we do actually have the power to say, hey, no, I'm focused right now. And that is a simple way how the devil uses these circumstances and disguises to get us off track. He'll use, like in my case, a meeting and something will be said. And I feel like, oh man, what's going on? It feels like everything is shattering. My mindset, it felt like it was different for a moment. And then I had to really stop myself. And this is the thing. I will relate things back to scripture. That is the key. So spoiler alert, right? What do you do when you're discouraged? You got to bring it to God. Because everyone brings everything to other things, other people. You bring it to your friend. You bring it to your therapist. Good. Also, by the way. But we need to bring these situations to God, okay? Because this is a part of activating faith, like I mentioned, because it's so easy to start spiraling. Please take it from me. I know I can't be the only one. It's so easy to always choose the most comfortable and lonely decision. And it takes a decent amount of ignoring those advances, things, crutches you used to do on autopilot, to really get into the mode and to reel it back and to really reflect and say to yourself, it's not worth it. It's not worth it to make one decision that's going to set me back a million times more than it did before. Because you're always going to feel worse. You know why? Because once you know better and you don't do better, it hurts worse. Because then you start to feel stupid. Like, why didn't I? Like, I knew, but exactly. There are parts of us that can only be unlocked in solitude, in really partnering with God and saying, okay, God, like, what is it that you want me to do? You know what? There are these scriptures that I have, like even in my Instagram bio, that I love. So when I talk about relaying things back to scripture, right? So I'm going to give you guys a better example. Let's say, you know, you're feeling, you know, very discouraged about not feeling like what you
something you want to pursue as possible. I know that there's a scripture. What is the scripture that I'm referencing actually right now? Hold on. It's coming into my memory. Yes, it's in Mark 9, verses 23, where it says, where God is basically saying, you know, anything is possible if a person believes. So when I think about that, I'm like, oh, wow. Like, okay, God, like, if I just keep on believing, like, anything is possible. And the thing is, that's crazy. It makes me emotional because it's like, I've seen it. I've seen it before. Like, we have so many, there are so many instances that I have where I feel like, wow, like, that's a God thing. Like, and the reason I get so emotional is because it's like so crazy to me how something so trivial, I mean, really trivial, can like shake up your world. And if you don't have like a strong relationship with God, you know, it's so easy to just choose the wrong thing or like spiral backwards, essentially. And that's why I always, one of my other favorite scriptures is in Ephesians, where it says to be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power and to put on all of God's armor so that we'll be able to stand firm against all strategies of the devil. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. And long story short, what that simply means is that everything is spiritual. It's not when you're not getting along with someone or you're having a feeling that is deep, you can't really articulate it. It's that spiritual warfare that you're battling with. It's not just, it's never just that person, that thing. It's always a spiritual principle, right? And then another one of my favorites is in Proverbs, where it says to trust in the Lord. It's Proverbs 3, verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you the path to take. And when I tell you I love that scripture, it is because I find that in the moments where I'm spiraling, all I'm really honestly thinking about is myself. Oh my gosh, what do I have to do? Oh, I'm so overwhelmed. Today, I was very overwhelmed. It's the last week I have. I have days before I fly out to Vegas. And I know that when I'm there, it's going to be so busy. I'm setting up meetings already for Vegas before I even get there. I'm overwhelmed because I don't know what my schedule is going to look like. I want to be able to attend, well, everything, right? And I want to be able to make the connections that I need to, because I've been fortunate enough to be able to speak at this event. And I'm feeling so overwhelmed, like, oh my gosh, I can't even schedule something properly because the app was crashing and I'm trying to figure out, oh my gosh, if I lock this in, then would I really have time for it? All these different things. And then I'm overwhelmed because every single day today, every single day this week, I'm doing something to contribute to when I leave. And so I'm like, okay, I got to have this packed by Thursday. I want to try and be fully packed. And then my youth group in church starts on Sunday with a meeting. And then luckily I was able to get my hair done today. I was able to get my nails done. I only get my nails done once a month, so that's been done. Luckily, I was able to squeeze in getting my brows done. I got the outfits going. So everything's coming together, but that's just the thing. I'm still feeling overwhelmed, even though as I'm externally processing this and explaining this to you guys, things have been coming together. But for whatever reason, the spirit of feeling overwhelmed, and I was behind in answering my emails the past 2 days, and like literally they pile up. I mean, these are not emails from, Equinox Gym or whatever. Like, these are emails that actually have to be answered. They require my presence, you know, and my response. And I have to be very active. And when I miss a day, things can get easily so overwhelming. And then I was a guest on a couple podcasts and I had to do that. And then all these different things. You guys don't even need the details, but needless to say, just feeling so overwhelmed today and just very anxious. I feel a lot better now, especially now that I got all of this out, but just feeling so overwhelmed. And I was praying when I got in my car, and I, you know what? It's just like such a spirit of anxiety. And I don't even have anxiety, but I do experience feeling anxious, right? We all do. And I noticed that when I open up my Bible, the past, I'm actually reading a Bible plan called Be Anxious for Nothing, ironically enough. And when I opened up my Bible plan, I realized like the past couple of mornings, I've been like drifting in and out of sleep as I'm reading my Bible. And the second I start to get a surge of energy, there's like this anxiety-ridden feeling that sort of takes over, where I'm feeling like I need to rush through reading my Bible plan. Has anyone ever had this happen to them before? But it's interesting because as soon as I'm done reading the plan, I'm all of a sudden wide awake and I can manage to be on TikTok. I can manage to answer a bunch of emails in my bed. I can do all that. But I was rushing, like this like feeling of like I need to rush to get through it because I have to start my day. Like I'm not trying to shut this down, but I have to start my day. And that's when I had to reel it in and I checked myself and I said, no, you're not supposed to be doing any other thing other than this right here and right now. Be right here and be right now. These are little things that happen we easily create space. We're not getting the anxiety as we're scrolling through TikTok, as we're scrolling through social media, but we're getting that when we're trying to impart truth into our spirits so that we can be armored up for our day. That does not make any sense. That's giving devil nice try, right? That's what that's giving. And the sooner that people actually realize, and luckily for me, a lot of you are, you know, Christian, you guys do believe in Jesus and God and everything. So I've been very fortunate where we do share those same beliefs. So it makes it a lot easier. But the sooner that people like realize that there absolutely is a connection and that God is in fact in everything. And when you have a true experience and encounter with God, you'll see why people bring him up all the time, such as myself, where I definitely try to incorporate my faith into my content in a way that is palatable for you guys. You know, we're so used to people like on the streets with signs saying like, Jesus, you repent right now or you're going to go to hell. Like, that's not my ministry particularly, okay? This is my lane where I'm showing people as I'm living my life. Yes, I get discouraged like on today. Yes, I get overwhelmed. Yes, there's experiences that I have that are just like you. I'm not different. I experience very similar things, and I'm just here to show and explain how I overcome those things to serve as encouragement for you guys. When we are discouraged, that is like the time where the devil likes to seize the day, right? Because we don't see a correlation. And if you don't see a correlation to that, all I have to say is, well, you just haven't hit rock bottom enough yet. Either that or you're really, really stubborn. And both are not really necessarily the best. And that's just to be honest. Because like I said, when you have a true encounter, you know that there are certain places you don't ever want to go back to. And some people are just so stubborn that they have to dig their own grave in order for them to get themselves out, or dig their own holes, I should say, in order to get themselves out. And that's a problem. That's a problem. I'm not a stubborn person. It's like, listen, this happens to me once half the time and I'm done and I'm out and I don't need it anymore. You know, when it comes to something as serious, like, you know, activating your faith and really like, okay, surrendering your life to Jesus, it's like, okay, it's a commitment and it's scary because fear starts to set in. You have to unlearn, undo so many things that you were trying to do in your own ability. And that's the thing. Whenever I'm doing things in my own ability and I don't remind myself that, okay, all glory goes to God, okay, everything that I do needs to like glorify him, like there's such comfort that I find in knowing and finding these truths in scripture, as opposed to really feeling alone. Like I really was leaning on my own understanding. I really legitimately was, where I was just like, how am I going to get out of these circumstances? And that's just the thing. It can happen to any of us. It's not going to be the first time, not going to be the last time, but we have to just remind ourselves of our power and of these truths so that we can bring it back and we can realize what it is that we're dealing with. If you are constantly utilizing distraction as a way to deal with uncomfortability or avoiding the work that you need to do, then you know the answer. And I catch myself because now that I'm more aware of it, there were times in the past, especially when I was younger, where it's like, I know I'm supposed to be doing something, but I'd rather just chat on the phone instead, check in with my girls, see what they're up to. But I really couldn't afford to do that because I had to get work done, but I just didn't want to do it. So I kind of just utilized catching up with my friends. Even though I'm checking in, I just utilized that as, well, I don't have to get any work done right now. I knew that even though I wasn't doing something bad, really, I knew that there was something better, that a better time that I should have chosen to do that. And so me recognizing things like that is how I know that I've grown. Me even having a moment of feeling discouraged and down and recognizing like the spirit that was, I knew was growth. As opposed to before, I may not have even been able to identify that. And that's what's important. That you will encounter similar feelings and things like that, but your reaction is going to be different. How you go about an actionable plan to imparting truth into yourself is going to be different. And that's what matters. So I force myself, because we force ourselves to do a lot of things. Baby, yes, you're forcing yourself to stay with that man. I'm forcing myself to read my Bible in times of adversity and challenge. Yeah. And even when I'm happy and great, personally, okay, I can't be the only one. Am I the only one? I just have to know. Please DM me this answer if you're listening to this. Am I the only one that I find it so easy to praise God and everything when everything is going fantastic for me? But I find it actually more difficult to want to pick up my Bible and everything when I'm going through very hard times because I feel like, oh man, like I don't want God to think I'm like trying to like use him or something. Like, I don't know, just crazy stuff goes through my head. Obviously that's not true, but again, these are the thoughts that would go through my head. And it's just so unmotivating when I'm going through such like horrible times. And I remember when I was going through such like a transformative year last year, especially towards the latter end, is when I really started to dig my heels in, where I was like, we gonna go through this. We're going to go to war and I'm not losing this battle, because I was forcing myself, instead of just laying around in bed. I said, all right, you got to make it worth it. And this is not going to be painful for absolutely nothing. So I forced myself to read my Bible. I was journaling and it really did pay off, because even in moments like now where I was feeling just like, out of sorts a bit, I was able to be like, okay, like I feel so comforted when I open up my Bible. By the way, when you open up your Bible app on the iPad, it's a completely different experience. Like if you press discover at the bottom, there are like videos, plans, like depending on every single subject that you're thinking of. And you just can find, like, if you're feeling anxious, type in anxious or anxiety into the discover portion, and you're going to find scriptures on that, videos, Bible plans, et cetera, et cetera. The resource is there. Take it. Please take it. So I say all of this to say that anytime you're feeling discouraged, just know what it is that you have to do. You have to be able to find truths, God's promises. What does God say? What does God promise as it pertains to, you know, not having fear? What is God's promise as it pertains to being encouraged? What are his promises? And literally, you can even Google it, even if you don't want to look through the Bible app. Let's say you have no idea how to navigate it. It's really easy, but it's okay. Google it. And the answer is right there. We make time for whatever we want to make time for. And the people that get it. The ones that don't. Like I said, this year is about picking a side. What side are you going to be on? That's the truth in the matter. So I hope that this encourages you guys to just know that even in the midst of adversity and all of these different things, trials, tribulations, things that trigger you, okay? just know that there's a test in the testimony, and that everything is going to work out for you, and that you need to impart truth into your mind on a daily basis so that you can run this marathon. So, with that being said, angels, do not forget that I love you and God loves you, and I'll speak to you beautiful angels. Oh my goodness, by the time I come back, I will be back from Vegas. Oh my goodness. Wait. I'm pre-recording my episode, I'm not going to lie, for Wednesday, next Wednesday, because I won't be able to record while I'm there. So, oh my goodness, I will be recording the following week after that. Don't worry, you guys are not going to miss anything because I'm still going to be uploading every single week like I always do. But anyways, with that being said, do not forget that I love you and God loves you, and I'll speak to you beautiful angels in my next episode. Mwah.